Later today, we get the always highly anticipated event risk in the form of the Fed policy decision. As things stand, the broad expectation is that the Fed will go ahead and pause on first time in 15 months. The market is also thinking the Fed will again hike in July before then settling into a more extended period of pause. So why the pause now if the Fed is seriously considering another hike in July? Fed Jefferson was recently on the wire saying skipping a rate hike would give the Fed additional time to assess economic conditions before deciding on the direction of rates. This is consistent with what we've been hearing from the Fed chair, who has stressed the need for the Fed to remain data dependent as it continues on its path towards maintaining price stability. And as far as economic data goes, the big data point is inflation, a data point that has indeed been showing signs of cooling off. Accompanying today's decision will be an update from the Fed's dot plot, which will give the market a further indication of just how much the Fed is considering an extended pause and path back towards rate cuts. Talk out of the central bank hasn't been all that consistent and uniform in recent months, with some members still leaning decidedly more hawkish. As far as market reaction goes, we believe the bigger point of focus should be on how the market has been positioned heading into the event risk. In recent days, we have seen a surge in U.S. equities to yearly highs and broad-based U.S. dollar outflows on bets the Fed will indeed paint a less hawkish picture at today's meeting. This sets up a situation where there could be limited additional upside for stocks and downside for the U.S. dollar on the news if all of this has already been priced in. And if the Fed disappoints the market leaning more hawkish than it would like to see, the fallout could be more severe, with stocks seen reversing sharply and the U.S. dollar rocketing back to the top side. Ultimately, the bar has been set very high for the Fed to be even more dovish than what the market is expecting, which leaves us recommending caution for those positioned with risk-on bets. That's all for now.